Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The DH, Robin Yount. Batting third. The shortstop, Gary Sheffield. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting seventh. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mike Felder. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Krueger. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Al Newman. Batting second. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting seventh. The DH, Brian Harper. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The catcher, Orlando Mercado. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Francisco Olivares. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olivares fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Sheffield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Sheffield takes first base on ball four. Greg Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There goes Sheffield. The throw from Mercado and he is safe. Sheffield steals second. Greg Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Brock takes first base on ball four. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Deer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Brewers. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Newman hits a line drive into center field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gladden takes first base on ball four. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Puckett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gladden moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gladden moves to third. Two outs. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Felder bunts towards the mound. Oliveras juggles the ball. That's an error on Oliveras. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. Felder moves to second. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Felder moves to third. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Brewers. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Deer. Gagne reaches second base with a double. Orlando Mercado batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Mercado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a fly ball into center field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sheffield is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Sheffield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Brock hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Brewers. Steve Shields now pitching. Rob Deer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Deer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Deer hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Braggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mercado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gladden is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gladden takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gladden. The throw from Surhoff and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Gladden goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 5-2 Brewers. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Puckett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Puckett strikes out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti strikes out. Surhoff drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gaetti out. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Felder is 0 for 1 in the game. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gagne. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Felder. The throw from Mercado and he is safe. Felder steals second. Jim Gantner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into right field. Castillo picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Castillo. Felder scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Gantner. The throw from Mercado and he is out, Newman applying the tag. One out. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Castillo. Yount reaches second base with a double. Molitor goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Brewers. Gary Sheffield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sheffield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Deer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Castillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Castillo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Deer. Castillo reaches second base with a double. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops it up and throws to first, with Kruger covering, for the out. Castillo moves to third. One out. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gagne hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Castillo scores. It's 7-3, Brewers. Orlando Mercado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mercado is 0 for 1 in the game. Mercado hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Gagne. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Gagne steals second. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield misplays the ball. That's an error on Sheffield. Gagne moves to third. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gladden is 0 for 0 in the game. with two walks. Gladden hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Braggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Braggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Braggs moves to second. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 0-for-2 in the game. Felder bunts towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Braggs moves to third. Surhoff moves to second. One out. Jim Gantner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lee Tunnell now pitching. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Larkin is 0-for-2 in the game. Larkin hits a line drive towards first. Brock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yount strikes out. 1 out. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sheffield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Brock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sheffield moves to second. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Deere is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Deere hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Deere reaches second base with a double. Sheffield scores. Brock moves to third. It's 8-3, Brewers. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Braggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Surhoff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brock scores. Deere scores. It's 10-3, Brewers. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Felder is 0-for-2 in the game. Felder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Felder reaches second base with a double. Surhoff moves to third. Gary Wayne now pitching. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gantner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Castillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Castillo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-4, Brewers. Brian Harper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into center field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gagne is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gagne hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-5, Brewers. Jay Aldrich now pitching. Tim Laudner pinch hits for Orlando Mercado. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Laudner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Newman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Newman is 0-for-3 in the game. Newman takes first base on ball 4. Laudner moves to second. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gladden is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Gladden bunts towards the mound. Aldrich fields it and throws to first for the out. Laudner moves to third. Newman moves to second. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Laudner scores. Newman moves to third. It's 10-6, Brewers. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Newman scores. It's 10-7, Brewers. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Puckett moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-3 in the game. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 0-for-3 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Twins 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Laudner now catching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gladden, who is chasing the ball. Molitor reaches third base with a triple. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Molitor scores. It's 11-7, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yount is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sheffield is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Sheffield takes first base on ball 4. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brock is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Brock hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Deer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 3-for-3 in the game, with a double and 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Castillo hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gagne hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harper moves to second. John Moses pinch hits for Tim Laudner. Tony Foss is now pitching. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Twins 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Brian Harper now catching. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Braggs is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Braggs strikes out. 1 out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Surhoff hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Felder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Newman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Berenguer. Felder moves to second. Jim Gantner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gantner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Newman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gladden is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Gladden hits a fly ball into center field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Twins 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sheffield is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 11, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Gaetti hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 11-8, Brewers. Dan Plesac now pitching. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 4 in the game. Larkin strikes out. 1 out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Castillo is 3 for 4 in the game, with a double and 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bryan Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harper is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 11, and Minnesota Twins, 8. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.